Well, time for the third of our panels focusing on M&A in South Africa and general corporate finance and the deal makers on the front lines of high finance. Last night at a glittering gala award ceremony at the Sandton Convention Centre, the top corporate financiers, investment bankers, legal advisors, sponsors and reporting accountants were recognised for their achievements. And it was a year which saw the total value of M&A in South Africa reach a staggering 1.9 trillion rand. That's thanks largely to the mega deal of Anheuser-Busch InBev taking over SAB Miller, and that's why it's so much bigger than 2014's 488 billion rand. The total number of deals announced for the year, and that's excluding deals that failed, was 483, which continues something of a downward trend for the industry since the peak just before the global financial crisis. Michael Katz, a doyen in South African business and professional legal circles, certainly was awarded with an Honorary Lifetime Achievement Award, and our preoccupation with size won out as the Anheuser-Busch InBev SAB Miller deal walked away with the coveted Deal of the Year Award. And I caught up with Michael Katz earlier today as he had to fly to Cape Town this evening. I'll bring you that conversation later in the panel. But first, we've assembled some of last night's winners to talk about the year that was and what lies ahead for M&A and general corporate finance in 2016. I've got Sandra de Toy, Head of Africa Corporate Finance, Corporate and Investment Banking at Standard Bank. Sandra, you're becoming a regular on my show. Welcome back and congrats again.
Thank you, Michael. We're delighted to be here.
Also on the line, hopefully, considering this weather, I'm suspicious that we might drop a line or two. We got Sophia Patel, partner at Weber Wenzel and in its corporate practice, as well as head of mergers and acquisitions, Black Economic Empowerment Africa at Weber Wenzel. Sophia, congratulations on that first place finish.
Thank you, Michael. We're very excited about this and very excited to be on your show. So thank you very much for this.
And to round off the triumvirate, Quentin Honey, Director in the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Quentin, I didn't get to see you last night, so it's the first time I'm congratulating you. Welcome.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be back on your show, and good evening to your listeners.
Sandra, let's start off with you, because I think Standard Bank was rather well represented last night, so you must have had a suspicion that it was a good vintage, it was a good year, and on the M&A side of the tables, you walked away with the first place by transaction value. You advised on a staggering 1.574 trillion rands worth of deals. I can't even begin to imagine what the fees are on that. You narrowly pipped Goldman Sachs, and they really are some eye-wateringly large numbers. What would you put the team's success down to? There seemed to be great cohesion among the group last night.
Yeah, Michael, I think Dealmakers is one of those events that you have in a year that really enables the team to get up away from their desks, to sit down together and to celebrate the success and the achievements that comes from hours of hard work. Now, I think it's really a couple of factors that enables you to reach the kind of levels that we reached last year. I think we have to start with Standard Bank as an institution, our footprint in Africa, our broad capabilities as a full-service bank, offering both investment banking and retail kind of products, and the balance sheet that we have on the continent. So when we were having conversations with the AB InBev team, for example, about what we could do and how much we could help them on the transaction, it really was those capabilities and that full service offering that enabled us to secure a mandate with them.
Because you also,
but that doesn't detract from the fact that there's a group of 51 corporate financiers sitting at their desks, even as I'm sitting here at my desk, busy doing work on the next generation of transactions for this year, making sure that we give our clients the best possible service, making sure that we think deeply about our clients' problems, and that we come up with innovative solutions for the client, and that we think further than just the obvious answers.
Sure.
So there definitely is a whole lot of blood, sweat, and tears and angry boyfriends and girlfriends and spouses that goes into that kind of a position.
Give us an idea of the sort of hours that you put in the line of work that you're in, because I think many people look at it's one of those memes of kind of, you know, what my parents think I do, what my friends think I do, and very often, and I think we've discussed this in the past, it's number crunching, it's long hours, and it's far from the kind of sexy masters of the universe view that we have of corporate finance.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. I think, you know, our analysts would not typically shy away from working a 12 to 14 hour day. And a lot of the guys in the team put in work, not just in the week, but also over weekends. I think one of the things that people often think is very glamorous about M&A and deal making is that you get to jet all over the world. The reality is that you leave your loved ones behind on a Saturday or a Sunday evening. You climb on a plane that you're on for 14 hours. You wind up in an unfriendly, difficult destination sometimes. We do a lot of work across the continent, and everybody has a war tale about getting stuck somewhere in difficult conditions, having to cancel holiday plans to be with clients when they need you, and having to make personal life sort of sacrifices to be able to do this job. But of course, it's not just the suffering. I think if you're in corporate finance, and I'm sure the lawyers will echo this, you're in it because you love it and because you enjoy it, and for the good moments and for the relationships that we build with our clients and for the successes that we can achieve together with them. So it's hard work, but it's not all suffering, Michael.
No, I'm sure it's not all suffering. I'm sure you guys have a good time doing it, and that certainly is one of the sort of feelings that I got from that cohesion that I was talking about last night. Sophia, Weber-Wenzel was a big winner, walking away with the most coveted legal award of the evening, the top legal advisor of the year in the category of M&A by deal value. And I suppose it's also quite noteworthy that Weber-Wenzel was the lead advisor and the only firm to have acted on all four deals shortlisted for the private equity deal of the year. And you also acted on four of the five transactions shortlisted for deal of the year. So you had a hand in a lot of the major transactions of 2015, which must be quite pleasing for you.
Yes, Michael, it's not only pleasing, but it's very gratifying for us as a firm, but for us as a corporate business unit. It really reflects the value, I think, that the clients have placed on us to help deliver innovative solutions to complex transactions and ensure that the deal gets done as quickly as possible. And just to show that, we've got a team that has in-depth knowledge and experience, and we don't shy away from throwing the whole team behind any transaction.
Now, when we look at the environment that we're operating in at the moment, Quinton, maybe I'm going to throw this one out to you, because you were for the seventh time, I must add, the winner of the M&A category by deal flow. So I think out of all the law firms, you've shown the most consistency over the last few years in terms of working on deal origination. How do you get that right in times of heightened volatility? Such as the year that we've just had, and certainly the year that we're going into.
Michael, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. For us, consistency is very important, and it's very humbling to us to know that our clients, value us for that. I think one of the reasons why we've managed to be so consistent is because, firstly, we have a great synergy between our Johannesburg office and our Cape Town office. Both offices generate a large number of deals. We also have a very broad spectrum of clients and a large number of practitioners who have a very broad spectrum of expertise. So we're very active in the listed property sector, the mining sector, hospitality, manufacturing, healthcare, private equity, and all those industries are, you know, whether the times are good or times are bad, sometimes some of the industries are, you know, outperform the others. So it's less the economic climate is less of a determinant as far as you know, whether there's going to be a lot of deal origination or not.
Yeah, very true. And I think, you know, the one thing we in South Africa like to do is navel gaze and complain about the state of affairs. But the, you know, one thing we can be very proud of is the state of our professional services industry, and it, as exemplified by the caliber of you know, corporate finance, legal, accounting professionals that we produce. The World Economic Forum always ranks us in the top sort of 1 to 3 in those various categories year after year, and I think a lot of that talent was on display last night. Congrats again to all of you and your teams for sitting on top of what is a very robust and healthy industry in 2015. Quinton Honey, Director in the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, Sandra de Toy, Head of the Africa Corporate Finance Division at Corporate and Investment Banking, Standard Bank, and Sophia Patel, Partner at Weber Wenzel's Corporate Practice. Coming